ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas Sale is on now. Save 30% off roller blinds, vertical blinds and sheer curtains. You know what else is on now? This Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast.
Now, guys, yesterday we played Faith, a regular game on our show. Mm-hmm. Play it all the time. We take turns answering general knowledge questions. And yesterday it was my turn. And I don't think that I played the game very well. In hindsight, I was like, I think I got really frustrated with it. And normally I don't care because it's just a fun game. But I was getting really frustrated and I think it showed. And I'd like to explain why. This is how it went down.
Kimber.
Yeah.
Your category today is numbers.
Numbers.
Oh, God.
At one number per second with no breaks at all for any reason, how long would it take a person to count to 1 million out loud?
What? Yeah, but I don't... Oh, no, I don't know the answer. I don't... This is so embarrassing, and I know it makes me sound like I'm a total numpty.
No.
But, like, I actually have a mathematical deficiency. So...
I mean, to be fair, I call myself Mathematics, and I didn't get it.
No, and it was difficult, but I guess one of the things that I noticed straight away is that by the time Pete had finished the question... I realised I hadn't heard the question.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right?
You're right, okay.
Because I had already stopped listening.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Okay.
And about 5 months ago, I was diagnosed with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't talked about it on air yet. I haven't discussed it with anybody because I suppose when I was first diagnosed, I needed to know a lot more about it and work out what ADHD is, how it affects me, what, because I've lived with it my whole life and only just found out at the age of 40 that's how my brain operates.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was diagnosed, they diagnosed me, I'm combination ADHD, so I'm both hyperactive and inattentive. So there's a bit going on. And I have a mathematical deficiency. So what happens is when you ask me math questions or anything with numbers, it's not just that I don't know how to work it out. Nothing happens in my head.
Mm.
Like it's like a blank screen. It's like a complete shutdown. It's like the spinny wheel when you're waiting for something to load on the internet.
Yes.
Nothing happens in my head.
So can I ask why you went to a doctor investigating in the first place?
Yeah.
What was it that drew you there?
There was kind of a few things of like puzzle pieces coming together. I've had a lot of things in my life where I've realized I'm very forgetful. I've put a lot of things in my life to try and remind me to do things. Like I can't, if I do a load of washing, I put a washing basket in the middle of the kitchen floor to remind me to go and get it. Otherwise it'll be in there for 4 days. There's just a lot of, I have to have a diary. I have to run by a very strict schedule because as soon as I don't, my whole life turns to chaos. And, so there are a few things and I guess my partner had been saying to me for like 6 years, he's been going, God, it's like you've got ADHD. And I thought people were saying it in the same way that people will go, I'm so OCD.
Yes, I like things
a particular way. And I'm like, no, you're just kind of amplifying a situation.
Mm.
You like things to be so-so. But I am super fidgety, very distracted, a lot of trouble listening. My partner would talk to me and then 2 minutes later I'd ask him a question and he'd go, we just talked about that in the kitchen.
Mm.
And I'm 110% or nothing. So growing up through school, all my teachers were like, she's amazing. She works so hard. And then the teacher in the next class would go, she does nothing. Mm. She does not pay attention. Kimber's not in the room. And so some of these things started to come together and I was trying to do some, I was realizing I wasn't achieving any tasks. So I was starting lots of new ideas because I'm really creative. I'd come up with all these ideas and tasks and then I couldn't finish anything.
Mm. Right.
So I started to talk to my family and other family members had been diagnosed and it's really hereditary.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like up in the 70 percentile of hereditary.
Geez.
So if there's someone in your family that has it, the likelihood of you being ADHD is quite high.
Okay.
So I went and got tested and they went, oh, yeah, you're definitely, right?
But not like a blood test, right?
Cognitive testing, psychological testing. Then they have your partners and family members weigh in and say what it's like to be around you, the things that they notice about your behavior and stuff. And I just found it really interesting because I used to be a school teacher and no one taught me anything about ADHD. They just told me that it was something that naughty boys have.
Right.
And I'm now finding...
I'm a naughty boy.
That, you are. I'm now finding there's a bunch of adults being diagnosed that have gone their whole lives without realising that they're dealing with this.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to just say to everyone, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm learning. It's a constant journey. I don't see it as a deficiency. I think my brain's amazing. I think that I have a brilliant brain and I think it's super capable. It's just that I need to know how to channel it.
Right.
And I haven't been able to do that before without help and without meds. Have you been diagnosed with ADHD as an adult? What's your journey going? How's it going? What's it like? Because I think there are lots of people out there that are going, I think this might be me, and they don't know how to go about it. And I just thought, well, I'd just start an open chat about it.
Anita in Balcatta. So you were diagnosed earlier this year.
Hello. Yes. Firstly, I just wanted to say a big thank you to Kimber for sharing her experience and just creating the awareness, because it's quite a life-altering, you know, moment getting a diagnosis, but also, you know, plucking up the courage to tell the world a little bit different. You know, I think it's great.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Anita. But you know what, too? I've got nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed about. I think ADHD minds, unfortunately, it's been called a disorder and a deficit, and I don't think it is at all. Mm. If you get the right psych, the psych will tell you. My psych is like, you guys are fantastic. You've got brilliant minds and the rest of us are just the scaffolding upon which you build awesome things.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah. And I totally agree. There's so many like awesome things about it. And, you know, I think there's just not enough, I think, understanding and awareness of, you know, how it affects people, you know, in their everyday life. And I think especially for women, I think that's, you know, something that I've been learning a lot about, how it affects women a little bit differently. And like you said, you know, it's always been a disorder that's been associated with, you know, boys and being hyperactive. But for women, you know, I think the pressures that we have on ourselves in society puts on us in general, you know, just being busy all the time and having to, you know, do all of the things that we do, I think it can be, you know, overlooked a bit.
Yeah, and that is true, Anita. Actually, it is stated too that most women are diagnosed when they are women, when they're older. Mm. During the school system, girls tend to slip through the cracks because more women are diagnosed with inattentive disorder. And that is harder to recognise because in hyperactivity, normally you're jumping out of your seat and you can spot it, you know? Yes.
Not just daydreaming.
Yeah.
We got Sandra in Rolly Stone. You're basically listening to your life for the past 6 months, Sandra.
I feel like Kimber found my diary and has just read it to the entire world.
Oh, Sandra.
Had a lot of mental health issues with my youngest daughter. I'm sorry, I'm very emotional about this.
That's okay.
And she was recently diagnosed with ADHD, which made me totally and utterly changed her life. By the way, have been put on the correct medication. She's now at university and just going great guns.
Excellent.
But it made me go back and say to my psychiatrist, you know, hey, I'm concerned that this diagnosis that you gave me 21 odd years ago isn't accurate. Can we have another look at this? And basically reassessed everything, and the meds have so changed my life.
Oh, so pleased to hear it.
My relationship with people, the way I deal with things, just everything has changed. And it's really sad that women seem to go, I mean, undiagnosed. And it seems that apparently a lot of it is picked up when women start to have children, because there are a lot of changes that happen then, but it's brushed under the carpet. It's postnatal depression, and that it's treated as that, when in effect that depression is actually a side effect of ADHD. It's a symptom of it.
Well, and particularly if you're not diagnosed and you don't treat the ADHD, it leads to more of that sort of stuff. Mm. But, and we can tell you're emotional, Sandra, but I know that that's for the better. I know that that's an expression of just how hard it can be. It's really hard to get through life when you don't know why your brain is doing the things it's doing.
Yeah. One more here. Samantha in Mosman Park. Good morning. Yours.
Hi.
Quite an interesting story for an injury you had at 15.
Yeah, I sustained a frontal lobe injury when I was 15. I got hit by a car and my head landed on the road first. So from that, I had an acquired head injury, they called it. And with the frontal lobe damage, my brain rewired itself and has now mimicked since 15 ADHD symptom.
Wow.
I'm 47 now. So for the last 32 years, I've been pulling myself up by my bootstraps saying, come on, you can do it. You don't fall asleep. You can concentrate. You can remember. Mm. And those things really scare me. And I've only just managed to get myself to the right doctor and get diagnosed. So I've been doing that for 32 years.
Wow.
And it really does affect your confidence, your levels of anxiety and all of that sort of stuff, your ability to socially interact and actually feel like you're a reasonably palatable human being.
Oh, it certainly runs a lot deeper than people think. I think people think it's just a behavioural issue and that you can't focus or that you're not listening. It's so much deeper than that. There are also so many strengths to an ADHD mind. There are incredible abilities that we have that you can't have if you don't have ADHD. So
no.
I encourage you to reach out to people and talk about it. There doesn't need to be a stigma around it. There's nothing wrong with your brains. I'm excited. I've become really passionate about learning how my brain works because I get the chance to see how different it can be.
Sure.
You know, so.
And clearly not a rarity because our phones have been inundated.
Yeah, the lines are full.
$94.5 million. Alpha Bucks Millionaire. Alpha Bucks.
After weeks of people winning their $10,000 with Alpha Bucks and then booking their spot on Carrie and Tommy's Million Dollar Day, which happened yesterday, Stacey did it. She won. I never get tired of listening to this. Can we just hear her winning moment just one more
time? Of course.
Let's do it.
Name a country.
Afghanistan.
A type of fish.
Angelfish.
A movie.
Armageddon.
A car part.
Pass.
A Justin Bieber song.
Pass.
A verb.
Attack.
A Simpsons character.
Abe Simpson.
A language.
Afrikaans.
A professional tennis player.
Andy Roddick.
A male Oscar-winning actor.
Al Pacino.
A car part.
Airbags.
A Justin Bieber song.
All I Want Is You.
Stacey!
You did it!
Stacey!
Oh, well done, my dear.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The obvious question is, has it sunk in that you've won $1 million?
No, it's like an out-of-body experience. Like, I've watched the clip a few times, but it's like, is that me? I can't even put into words. I couldn't sleep.
I bet.
I'm just in a daze.
Oh, Stacey, the night before people were saying that they weren't sleeping because they were so nervous. You were contestant number 29. A lot of people had given it a go and you passed a couple of times. It was actually incredible play. Were you amazed watching it back how quickly some of your answers came through?
No, I think because I'd practiced so much and I sort of had the goal that it's like a hurdles race. Just keep on going over.
Yeah.
And if you don't answer within 1 or 2 seconds, pass. But don't dwell on it. Don't think about that while you're answering the ones. Just keep on running. Like, keep on going.
Great.
And how were you going throughout the wait? Did you go through sort of peaks and troughs of thinking, oh, my God, I can't handle this, and then total calm, and you're thinking, get me to play now. I'm ready.
Like, part of me thought, they're never going to get to me.
Mm.
You know, we've all got 10 out of 10. We're all lucky enough to have got 10 out of 10. So we've all done our study and it's never going to get to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
It did.
It certainly did. Stacey, you came around again to answer airbags for the, what's a car part.
That was a good grab, yeah.
And then I must have watched the video 100 times and I could see you throw your hands up in the air a little bit as you answer the Justin Bieber song. So was that literally just throwing it out there, hoping you'd gotten it, or did you know it?
It was familiar to me because in my study notes, I've got a Justin Bieber list of songs, but the song that I said is not the one that I had written down for A.
Right.
Wow.
I think in the moment, it's the same with a lot of my other questions. I don't know why I said Afghanistan and not Australia, but I said it.
Like, and Afrikaans, where did that come from? That was brilliant.
Well, I actually taught myself to speak Afrikaans, and I've got a tattoo in Afrikaans.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well,
there you go.
I'm a big Springboks fan, so I'm low-key Springboks fan.
I mean, Stacey, everyone is so happy for you to hear the story. You've got a family. It was your wedding anniversary, and you've got a family, and you're all jammed in a townhouse that you've been renting for 16 years. Is this mean now it's time to buy a place?
We're going to sit on it first and just take a breath, and then definitely go and look at houses that accommodate for people that are, you know, 6'5", 6'2".
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's your 16-year-old son, isn't it? Like your teenage son's 6'5". The hell are you feeding him? That's insane.
He was 12 pounds born.
Wow.
So,
God, Stacey, I would have given you a million bucks just for that.
Yeah, he's a big boy, and he's just size 14 feet. He's like a big, gentle giraffe. So.
Jeez.
Hey, Stacey, what was the letter you were hoping for?
L.
Off L, okay.
Right.
Yeah, and it's for the most random reason. It's because my daughter actually said to me, we should watch Harry Potter so you can learn the character names. And I was like, oh, my God, okay. I love it. I'm obsessed with Harry Potter now. And I just wanted to say Luna Lovegood.
Great name. So, see the video. You win the million. They hand you your big million-dollar check. Have you been spoken to about how the seven figures ends up in your account? I mean, have you got it already, or is it, you know, or is it give it 24 hours, the bank just needs to clear a few things?
No, I think someone from the station has to contact me and we go from there.
Right.
I recommend just a sweet little deposit of $100 first, just to make sure it all goes through.
Oh, yes.
And then follow through with the mill. Oh. But so well played, Stacey. We're so proud of you.
Thank you so much. I can't believe I've answered 10 questions in 30 seconds and that's the prize. It just blows my mind.
$1 million or a hell of a lot of South African land.
Yeah.
Stacey.
Off to Pretoria we go.
Damn straight.
Mix 94.5's newest millionaire. Congratulations. Sending you and your family so much love, and you enjoy every single cent of that million because you've earned it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
And also a big thanks for the scream when you won, Stacey, because we were worried that we could get a winner that's completely silent and just bursts into tears. And we're like, look, this is radio and we need the noise.
Well, my husband said it sounded like you were getting killed. I was like, oh, I didn't even. Oh,
How cool was your hubby too?
Oh, yeah. He was
just
great.
Kept calling you a legend. He knew you'd do it.
And I said, what, to Carrie? And I didn't mean to be rude, Carrie. I didn't mean to say what.
Man. You're a millionaire. You can say what you want.
Good on you, Stace. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
How's this? He's the accidental millionaire. I mean, doesn't that sound like fun?
I want to be an accidental millionaire.
Don't we all? His name is Dan Saunders. He's the Aussie bartender who, through an ATM glitch, blew $1.6 million, and he joins us now on the show from Byron Bay.
Of course.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, you have to move to Byron after the ATM glitch, that's for sure.
Dan, this story is astounding. You're out drinking in your hometown of Wangaratta. You go to the ATM. There's a bit of a bank glitch going on, and you discover a loophole where you can withdraw money that is not yours. What happened?
Yeah, also highly illegal as well. You had a legitimate millionaire yesterday, you guys. I was in an ATM one night in a town called Wangaratta in northeast Victoria. And I just needed some cash for a round of beer, so I decided to transfer some money from my credit card to my savings account. And it came up on the screen, transaction cancelled, but the transfer actually worked. So basically, I just sort of repeated that process over the next, 5 months. That's probably the easiest way to describe
wow.
it. Wow. I could actually change my account balance, so I could actually walk into the bank and get money out of the bank. It wasn't just... so I used the ATM to change my account balance to whatever I wanted and then walk into the bank and ask the teller, say, oh, how much is in my account? And, she'd say, there's $5 million, Mr. Saunders.
Oh, my God. Okay. So in terms of the timeline, how long were you enjoying it for and when did it start getting a bit nerve-wracking?
Oh, it was always nerve-wracking. I like to say I was professional, but no, not at all. I was definitely... Yeah, definitely had some anxious days, that's for sure. But I mean,
it didn't stop you, Dan. I mean, we're hearing things like you chartered private jets, you threw lavish parties, you did, like, no one noticed.
Yeah, it got way out of hand, that's for sure. It started off small. So it started off, I was sort of got myself into a little bit of a hole gambling because I was like, oh, maybe I can just win some of the money back. And that went well, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was in a bit of a hole, and then I sort of caught up with some old friends, and it was sort of decided over drinks one night that this was a gift from God, and it was our destiny to capitalize on it.
Oh, wow!
And banks, banks make money off people's backs every day, so why not?
Bank a little bit.
Like, it doesn't mean it's right. I'm not saying it was right, but I mean, all the stuff I felt bad about it at the time. But, since the Royal Commission and come out, even in the last week, I think, NAB's facing criminal charges for, not paying their employees and that kind of thing. So, like, it just couldn't have happened to a nicer bank, really.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, mate. Like, reading this story, chatting about this with friends and family and so on and so forth, that's generally where the conversation goes. Like, it's a bank. Who cares? They make plenty of money off people all the time. But so, walk us through what happened when you finally went, nah, we got to stop this. I'm going to turn myself in. Because it was almost as if, I don't know, the bank and everybody else just didn't want to know about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks like that on the surface, but it was definitely, I was in constant communication with the bank, during the whole thing, they would ring me every day and say, "Oh, is it you using your credit card?"
Wow, so,
it sort of made it like a personal loan a little bit. It's like, well, they know I'm spending the money.
Yes.
So it was another layer of like, oh, we'll keep doing it. Like, how far can this go? It was more like a choose your own adventure book than greedy more than anything. Like, I mean, because I was, shouting bars full of people and, shouting people, like I just say to people, what's your dream? What's your dream? What do you want to do,
Oh, to be Dan's friend addictive at that time.
that became really addictive. And I love that. Like, that's the biggest thing about it for me, like, was be able to change people's lives, on the turn of a coin. And, there's people that have benefited from this no end. Like, there was dudes that bought Bitcoin and all sorts of stuff. And, like, back in 2011, that was like, Bitcoin was like a dollar.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yep. But you used money too to pay off like your friends' university fees and stuff. Did they have to pay any of that back?
Well, no. I mean, because it was always, it was like, I'm going to take this to the bank. I'm going to take this to, my grave. I'm not going to tell anyone that I gave you this money. We used to do this thing every night at dinner called the jail cheers. And it was like, Dan's going to go to jail, but not today.
Whoa.
And it was always, it was always known because you can't do that sort of thing seemingly. So whilst we were doing it, I was like, well, I'm going to go to jail one day. And I think eventually I stopped because of the fact that I was just seeing the money as years onto my prison sentence.
Right.
So I'm more about experiences and stuff, like, I'm not interested in jet skis or houses or anything like that. Not really me. Like, I'm of semi-intelligence, like some people would argue. but I'm of semi-intelligence, and all I wanted to do was be a bartender and be around people. I didn't want to, conquer the world or anything like that. And I think there's some people like me, and some people that, have a vision and drive, and they want to be the king of the world. But at the end of the day, the guy with 560 billion, all he wants to do is go to Mars. So I don't want to go to Mars anyway.
Yeah, I don't even know where to.
This has been
say.
So amazing, fascinating.
There's so much more to this, obviously, because you did go to jail and so on and so forth. We only got so much time, but I just want to throw one more thing at you. Tell me someone's reached out, because this is a movie waiting to happen.
Look, a lot of people have, sort of said, oh, it'd make a great movie. And it might make a great movie. But at the end of the day, I mean, you've got that whole process of crime thing. I can't really earn any money off it or anything like that. So I'm not, massively invested in it. I mean, I think it would make an awesome film. And I was printed out the statements because I'm writing a book. And some of the stuff you just forget, I was like, what was that 80 grand for?
Oh, Dan, who's going to play you in the film? Who would you choose?
If I had to choose, I'd probably choose I think someone who's just a bit of a, you know, a bit of a larrikin, it was just always about a good time. It wasn't about, you know, how much money we could get or anything like that. It was more just like drinks with the boys and just good times. I mean, there was experiences there that you'll never forget, and, yeah, and money can't buy, really.
Yeah. Wow. So, Dan Saunders, the accidental millionaire. Google it if you want to hear more about this. It's been extraordinary talking to you, mate. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
No worries at all. And if anyone, you know, has heard the story and they hate the story, like I'm just really sorry.
How can you hate the story? Listen to him. You're gorgeous.
Yeah. It's all good, Dan. Good. Thanks for your time,
thanks,
mate.
Buddy.
No worries. Cheers, guys. What a week, what a week, what a week, what
a busy old week. The week in Perth, yeah. I don't know if you guys were aware, but we gave away $1 million yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
That
So I thought I'd jump on that bandwagon. I just thought I'd close it out with something completely stupid.
Okay, hier ist Abos Nina, with 99 Luftballons. And Nina can inflate her balloons in my Strasse any day of the week. You with me? Okay. And now Berlin's hottest up-and-comer, it's Matinsky, with his song about Mix 94.5's Million Dollar Alpha Box. I know you struggle with your bills to pay. I won a million with the letter A. One alpha box. That's what I won. That's what I won. One alpha box. There's trillions of dollars worth of gold buried deep in the ground. I won $1 million just by using a vowel. That's what I won. $1 million. One alpha box. That's what I won. You work hard for your dollars and pence. I just know adjectives, it makes more sense. That's why I won. $1 million. With Alpha Box. That's what I won. That's what I won. A is for Alpha. B is for Beta. D is for Delta. G is for Glide. Yes, and you saw Glide, you just won $1 million. Alpha Box is cool. It's super.
Say no more.
I can't believe you called that stupid. I thought it was so good it made me cry.
Hey, a couple of days ago you may have heard this.
Done himself another deal.
Oh, has because he? I... Oh, Pete, I've got a deal for you, Corelli.
Have you seen...
No, it's Pete, I've got a deal for me, Corelli. Right?
Have you seen the size of the vehicle that drove in this morning?
No, you got a different car.
Now, I'm part of a very special club. It's called the Ambassador Club. And we meet every morning about... like 10 o'clock
yeah,
at a cafe. And we just chat ambassador things, you know, what we're driving. Stuff
just
like
chat
that.
About what it's like to represent something.
Exactly. And, Kimber, do you want to join me this morning at the Ambassador Club?
Would
at
it
like
be okay
10
if I joined your club?
You could, hang on a sec. Have you got, is that a new car that you're driving?
I have got a new car downstairs.
Is it an ambassador thing?
Stop it. I can see is Matt's that, face and it's making him sad.
Do you want to come to the cafe?
No, it's not.
Do you want to go?
I'd love to join your ambassador club.
So awesome. Well, you can.
Tell us more about your ambassador club, Kimber.
I've got a new car, Matt.
Yep. No, it's cool because I'm going to do it after seven. I'll be talking about my new club, which is called Club Integrity. So tell us about yours.
I've joined a new club. Uh-huh. The lovely folks out at Midland Toyota.
Get a plug in there.
Have said, would you like to drive our hybrid RAV4.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, maybe be a hybrid ambassador. Maybe look into, like, driving one of these cars seeing how it changes your life. And
so relatable.
I've been driving it for 2 days and I love it.
Love it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to give it back.
When I'm in my 2006 Mazda, I feel part of the road. I mean, literally, there's a hole in the floor of the car, so I can see the road.
I mean, what we really just need someone to come forward and offer you something, really, don't we?
Jeff's used cars in Paddington.
Check out another Pete, Matt and Kim, the podcast on the Listener app. And check out all the savings on blinds, awnings and shutters at ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas Sale. On now. 94.5.